Ago. Okay. Hi, I'm Siobhan Sarna, and I'm the founder of Chronic Condition Rescue. And today we have a very special guest. Alicia Galvin is here from Microbiome Labs. We are going to be talking about a breakthrough in probiotics to help with your mood and sleep. And as I was just saying before I hit record, sort of the future is now of us being able to, I don't want to say manage or manipulate. I'm going to say work more actively with our microbiome to get specific outcomes. It's fascinating. So tell us about yourself, Alicia. It's great to see you and great to have you here. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Be nice or be gone. That's our rule. Please refrain from chatting during the presentation. If you have a question, put it in the Q&A box. Go.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. I'm really excited to talk with you all about this topic today. As Siobhan said, my name's Alicia. I'm a registered dietitian. I'm also a clinical science liaison with Microbiome Labs. I've been in the field of dietetics for about 15 years and have worked in my own private practice with a specialty in GI and SIBO conditions. I teach other practitioners, I mentor other dietitians, and I've been with Microbiome Labs now for a little over a year doing education. I've used the products for years in my clinical practice, and I just really enjoy teaching clinicians and helping them to be more well-versed in strategies for them to help their patients, just paying it forward. So I'm really excited to share with you some new real-world evidence research today that we have, and then talk about the microbiome and the correlation between stress and sleep and circadian rhythm, because it is something that, as Siobhan said, in the new year, I think as we think about New Year's resolutions, that's something we can probably all benefit from, is trying to manage our stress and our sleep a little bit better. So let me get my slides up here and we'll get going with the conversation. And
Alicia, hang on for just
yes.
a second. Hang on for just a second.
Yes. All right. So we'll be talking about just stress, sleep, quality, and how that influences GI health and vice versa. We're going to talk about this term called psychobiotics, which some of you may or may not have heard of. So we'll define what that is. And then I'll show you some research with some really practical GI interventions that you can do to help to improve, sleep score, stress response, and quality of life. So I think this is not a surprise to any of you if you are a clinician or if you yourself have experienced any periods of stress or if you've gone through, whether it be trauma or whether it be just a stressful situation, maybe with work or with a family member. We know that about 70% of those see stress as a trigger for their GI issues. So there was a period of time where they were highly stressed, and that's when they sort of noticed this tipping of the scales and their GI system started to sort of go haywire. Or vice versa, where they do okay, but then periods of stress really trigger them to fall back into some of those GI patterns that maybe are more troublesome for them. And so this is a correlation that we see anecdotally, but it also is true in the research. And about 70% of people do feel that it's important to reduce stress in order to relieve some of that GI discomfort. And so we'll see what the literature also says about some of this. So when we look at our gut microbiome and how our bacteria in our gut actually intervene and influence our cortisol metabolism and our circadian rhythm, we know that our gut microbes and their metabolites, or what they give off, can mediate the effects of melatonin. And I'll show you actually some of that when we get a little bit further into the presentation of how our gut microbes can do that. We also know that diversity, how many different types of species we have in our gut, is associated with our sleep outcomes. And so having greater diversity, having a lot more different types of microbes, is more positively correlated with increased sleep efficiency and also total sleep time. And so there is this link between our gut microbiome composition, our sleep physiology, and also our immune system and cognition. And so are there ways that we can improve our sleep through manipulation of the gut microbiome, not just through some of the other avenues that we sometimes implement with our clients or maybe with ourselves of trying to improve sleep through, noisemakers and, the white noisemakers and making sure the temperature is correct and having, blue light glasses and all of our lifestyle interventions that we do to try to help improve our sleep, but also manipulating our gut microbiome. And then this was an article on our circadian rhythm. So this is sort of looking at how our circadian rhythm influences our gut microbiome. So it's kind of a two-way street. Our microbiome influences our circadian rhythm, and then circadian rhythm disorders can also damage the gut microbiome and can cause alterations. So it's a bidirectional influence, and we see influence going both ways. So I want to talk a little bit about exactly how stress influences this sort of dysbiotic pattern and sort of perpetuates inflammation. So when you are stressed or your client of yours is stressed, what that does is, as we think we're all familiar with, it activates in the brain the pituitary to release ACTH, which then tells the adrenals to release cortisol. And that cortisol can, over time, if we have, a significant amount of cortisol being released, it can really influence and perpetuate leaky gut. Well, let's assume, or let's say that maybe you or your client has a dysbiotic gut. So you have maybe some microbes that shouldn't be there, maybe some opportunistic pathogens, and then now you have this leaky gut, which is then going to perpetuate the release of these cytokines. These cytokines or these inflammatory chemicals then go to the brain, and specifically IL-6 cytokine gets out into circulation through that permeable gut, and it can further activate the HPA axis. And then what it also can do is downregulate these glucocorticoid receptors. Now, what's a glucocorticoid receptor? Basically, they are receptors within our gut that help to bind cortisol. And by that binding of cortisol, it provides this negative feedback loop. So it tells the HPA axis to say, hey, we're good. We have enough cortisol. We can chill out. We can calm down. But if you have a downregulation of those receptors through this inflammation, through this IL-6, then you don't get that negative feedback loop. And so then what happens is you just perpetuate this cycle of more stress, more cortisol, more leaky gut, more inflammation, more stress, more cortisol, more leaky gut, more inflammation. And you kind of get stuck in this loop. And over time, that constant flux of these pro-inflammatory cytokines will then exhaust the HPA axis. And that can really affect the cortisol response of those who have chronic stress, anxiety, depression, and definitely IBS. We know that this is what's happening in IBS and why so many people who struggle with IBS also have a lot of or very high correlation and rate of things like anxiety and depression and mood disorders. So this is how stress affects our gut, and our gut then can bring that feedback loop and can perpetuate this inflammation. So I want to talk a little bit about tryptophan. Tryptophan, if you're not familiar with it, it is an amino acid, which is a building block to our proteins. And we typically get it from the diet through various animal products, but we can also get it through things like tofu and beans and nuts and seeds. And there are some microbes that also make tryptophan, but essentially, the bottom line is we have to obtain it from somewhere. We don't just make it. We have to get it from food or from our microbiome. But tryptophan plays a huge role in the gut-brain axis. And there are three ways that tryptophan can be metabolized in our bodies. The first way is through something called the kynurenine pathway, which we'll talk about that in the next couple of slides. But that happens in our immune cells and the liver and in the peripheral system. Tryptophan can also be metabolized through the serotonin-melatonin pathway. And this happens in the gut, but it also happens in the pineal gland in the brain. So this is where we can get some of that serotonin production that we talk about in our gut. And then the indole pathway, and this is primarily through gut bacteria, who then create these indoles. And so when we consume tryptophan or when tryptophan's in our bodies, it goes down one of these three pathways. Now, what's important and how this relates to our conversation today is going back to that idea of inflammation. So if we have someone who's chronically stressed, they have a leaky gut, they have a lot of these pro-inflammatory mediators or cytokines that are being released, then that's going to activate this enzyme called IDO. And if you look in this picture, we see that IDO, think of it as the match that can light the fire. So tryptophan can go down through IDO. It can then be converted to this kynurenine. Remember, I said kynurenine is one of those pathways it can go down. And stress and inflammation will drive it down in that first step going towards kind earning. So think of it as the match. Kind earning can then go to kynuric acid, which is actually more protective and it shifts things more towards the neuroprotective pathway. However, if you have somebody who's really got a lot of inflammation, a lot of gut dysbiosis, what'll happen is kynurenine will go down the quinolinic acid pathway. So whereas kynurenic acid can be thought about as if you were putting that match out, so you have a lit match, but it gets put out, that's neuroprotective. If it is able or allowed to go down the quinolinic acid pathway, that's more like a raging forest fire. So that match has then lit this fire of neuroinflammation and a very more, much more neurotoxic pathway. And those are things like depressed mood, just, not being very resilient to stress, anxiety, depression, brain fog, all of those things that we typically think about when we think about neuroinflammation. So this is one of the things that we'll be revisiting when we talk about some of the things that you can do to intervene here. So what is a psychobiotic? A psychobiotic essentially is either a bacteria or a prebiotic that can influence bacteria-brain relationships. And so these psychobiotics are, they're in our gut and they work and they communicate through our gut-brain axis, and they can help with reducing anxiety. They can help with reducing depression or symptoms of depression through the enteric nervous system in communication with the vagal nerve, which is the nerve that connects our guts to our brain. And so these psychobiotics are basically probiotics that you can take that will exert this beneficial gut-brain axis support. And one of the most clinically studied and well-researched psychobiotics is Bifidobilongum 1714. And this has been shown, and I'll show you a few studies, that it can help with remediating some of the symptoms that often are associated with anxiety and depression. So this was one study, it was a preclinical study. And I think this is a fascinating one because they were looking at brain waves. So this was a 4-week trial. It was a double-blinded randomized controlled trial of 43 adults. And they took 1 billion CFU of the Bifidobilongum 1714, and they looked at brain waves when they were under social stress. And then they looked at brain waves when they were also at rest. So they just compared to see what were their brain waves doing when they were resting versus when they were in a stressful situation. And they also looked at an acute distress score, and they looked at the quality of life. And what they found was that during the periods of stress, there was a significant increase in theta and alpha brainwave activity. The importance with that is our brains are in theta when, so GABA gets released during that time. And GABA, as we know, is a calming neurotransmitter. It prevents overexcitement. And alpha brainwaves are active when we are in meditation or calmness. So when you're in that meditative state, you're an alpha wave. And so during the stress and the people who were taking the probiotic, their brain waves were in those waves, which was much more calming. And it also correlated with reduced acute stress scores. Now, at rest, what they found was there was also a significant increase in theta, but there was also a decrease in beta. And beta are these really high frequency brain waves, and these are associated with agitation and anxiety. So, in across the board, in those that were on the 1714, there was a shift in their brainwave activity to being more calm, less, acute stress scores, and also a decrease in these more agitated types of brainwaves. So, really kind of interesting data when we see how it can take, taking a probiotic can actually change how your brain is responding. So, how is it doing this? Well, so the 1714, what's unique about it is it has this sticky outer. It's called an exopolysaccharide. It's a sort of sticky outer layer that's very unique to these specific strains of Bifidobilongum. So not all Bifidobilongum have this sticky outer coating. And what that outer coating does is it releases an anti-inflammatory cytokine called IL-10. And what that IL-10 will do is it blocks NF-kappa B signaling. NF-kappa B is like the master switch in your house that sort of shuts down the electricity or flips on the electricity. So it flips on inflammation. And so if we're blocking NF-kappa B, then we're blocking the release of IL-6 and IL-2 and TNF-alpha and a lot of these other pro-inflammatory cytokines. And so therefore we can start to shift things towards a more anti-inflammatory state in the brain away from that neuroinflammatory state. So this is how it's working. It's working by releasing this IL-10. So if we go back to this picture and we just remember, the match, protective, and then the inflammation leading to more of this neurotoxic or neuroinflammatory state. When we bring in 1714, we're essentially blocking this inflammation so we can downregulate IDO. And if we're downregulating IDO, we're essentially helping to prevent that first step of tryptophan going down the inflammatory pathway. So it's kind of like if you're trying to cross a bridge, but the bridge is out, you can't make that step. So tryptophan has a harder time going down that more neuroinflammatory pathway. And instead, it can go down the serotonin, melatonin pathway, or it can shift towards more of the kynurenic acid pathway. Essentially, you're just shifting that tryptophan metabolism towards the neuroprotective. So you're promoting sleep, you're promoting a better circadian rhythm, a positive outlook, more resiliency to stress. And so this is how this particular psychobiotic is exerting its effects on the brain. So those were a couple of just some preclinical data. This is some data that I'm going to show you from a real-world evidence trial. So this was published, just came about in October of last year. So very recent data. And I'm going to walk you through what we looked at here. So this spanned from May to July of last year, 353 adults, and they were adults who were expressing that they were having feelings of fatigue, difficulty staying or falling asleep. They also had feelings of stress and anxiousness and also low mood. And the protocol was that for 8 weeks, they took one capsule of the ZenBiome COPE in the morning, and they took one cap of the ZenBiome SLEEP in the evening. The outcome measures were to look at the frequency and the severity of stress, anxiousness, mood, focus, so brain fog, low productivity, motivation, also their fatigue and their sleep patterns. They also had an overall well-being score that they would rate from one being the worst to 10 being the best. And they were using a wearable device. In this case, it was an Oura Ring. And so they looked at the data that was presented from the Oura Ring from their smartphone. And they were looking at time asleep, time in REM sleep, and then time awake after going to bed. And just as some parameters, the goal was to try to see, 7 or more hours as sort of a goal for adults. And then we want to spend about 21 to 30% of our time in REM. Anything less, significantly less, or significantly more than that, you're actually not getting great quality sleep. So the sweet spot's kind of this 21 to 30%. And then they asked, just would you recommend these to friends and family? And how long did it take them to feel improvements? Because that's the question we always ask, right? Is if you're going to put somebody on a protocol, they always ask, well, how long is it going to be until I feel better? And so they looked at those parameters as well. So as I mentioned, it was 90% female. So it was predominantly female who completed this. We started out with 450, but 353 actually completed the trial. There was a small group who were on antibiotics during the 8 weeks. However, they decided to go ahead and include their data because we don't necessarily say to not take ZenBiome, COPE, and SLEEP with antibiotics. We just recommend that you space them apart. So, and they just wanted to include the data as well, just to see if that made a significant difference. And then this was sort of the baseline. So as you can see, between 70, 80, and 90% were having problems with sleeping, fatigue, low mood, anxiety, and stress. These were some of the psychosocial outcomes after those 8 weeks. The numbers on the right here, or on the left under frequency, was the number of days. So you can see that on average, feelings of stress, about 4.7 days out of the week, reduced down to 2.5. Feelings of anxiousness was about 4.5 days a week, reduced down to 2.4. So across the board, there was anywhere between a 2 to about a 2.5 day reduction in the frequency that they were noticing their symptoms. And with severity, when you looked at the rating of between 1 and 10, again, there was about a 2.5 to 3 point reduction in the severity of their feelings of stress, anxiousness, and low mood. So all of these were statistically significant in the reduction of frequency and severity. This is also looking at sleep-related outcomes. Again, mean number of days that they were experiencing the symptoms, and then also the severity. And as you can see, it was about a 3 day reduction, and then also a severity reduction of about 3 points. So when you look at, you know, feelings of stress and anxiousness, so the mood, the stressfulness, and then also their sleep patterns, about around 80 to 85% improvements on average across the board, give or take a few points. But those that were experiencing, you know, either a frequency or a severity reduction was closer to 90% when you actually looked at, did they experience one or the other? It was about, you know, 87, 86%, which is a pretty impressive when you're considering they just were taking probiotics to essentially achieve these results. They weren't doing any other interventions. Their overall well-being went from about a 6 to a 7.5. So there was a significant improvement there that was statistically significant. And the time to symptom improvement. So on average, most people at 4 weeks, about 83% of people experienced improvement at that 4 week mark, about half within 2 weeks, close to 90% within 8 weeks. There was a 12% group who did not experience any improvements. But again, when you're looking at just taking a probiotic and you're not doing any other interventions, almost a 90% improvement in their symptoms was pretty impressive and relatively short period of time because these were non-drug interventions. So you can expect that you're going to probably the majority of people are going to see benefits within about a month. Now, this was interesting looking at the sleep-related outcomes. So here they were looking at, again, the total sleep time. And this was in the group as a whole. So total sleep time significantly improved by 13 minutes. The mean time spent in REM increased by 15 minutes. And the time awake after going to bed significantly reduced by 21 minutes. So it took them 21 less minutes to go to sleep, and they spent less time awake after going to sleep. Now, what's interesting is they broke out a subgroup. And these were the people who were sleeping less than 7 hours. So these were your people who were sleeping maybe 5 hours, 6 hours, maybe. I'm sure we can all identify either yourself or maybe somebody that you know who's getting less than 7 hours of sleep a night. So they look to see, well, how does any of this change when someone's actually sleeping less than the recommended amount? And what they found was there was actually more of an improvement in that group. So the time asleep increased by 35 minutes. The time in REM increased significantly by 24 minutes, and the time awake decreased by 27 minutes, which if you're talking to somebody who's maybe getting 5 hours of sleep, to tell them that they're getting basically half an hour back of good quality sleep is pretty significant when you're thinking about their overall quality of life and their sleep quality. So it was interesting that the groups that were, or the group that got less hours at baseline achieved greater benefits from taking the probiotic. So these are some dosing recommendations in case you're wondering about, well, how do I take this? So if you have somebody or if you yourself are needing more sleep support, we recommend that you take 2 capsules of the Zimbalm Sleep in the evening because it has some herbs and some things in there like L-theanine and lemon balm to help more with the sleep and the going to sleep. So we recommend that you take 2 in the evening. If you are needing more both stress and sleep support, then you can take one of each, like they did in the real-world evidence study. So you can take 1 cap of Zimbalm Cope in the morning and then 1 cap of Zimbalm Sleep in the evening. If you have someone who just needs more stress support, so maybe their sleep's okay, but they just need help with that adrenal function, then you can have them take 2 caps of Zimbalm Cope in the morning. For pediatrics, we do recommend that you can cut that dose. You can just do half a capsule for those who are between about 3 to 8 for cope and then 3 to 10 for sleep. But once they are old enough to be able to swallow, so about age 8 to 10, they can do the 1 cap a day and that would be okay. Now, because of the herbs that are in Zimbalm Cope and Sleep, we do not recommend that you take them or recommend them for pregnancy and lactation. So if you do have somebody who's needing that additional support and you want them to do the Zenbiome product. Zenbaum Dual is just the probiotics. It doesn't have the additional herbs. I know we didn't specifically talk about that today, but that would be a way to get the 1714 strain in someone safely. We wouldn't recommend that you use the sleep or the cope in those cases for pregnancy and lactation. So just in summary, our overall health of our microbiome is, we think about diet. When we talk about the microbiome, we think about lifestyle, we think about exercise, but it's also very much dependent on our sleep and our stress level. So we can't not acknowledge that it's more than just what we're eating and what we're doing. It's also how we're sleeping and how stressed out we are. And then also that there's this, the psychobiotics, these specific probiotic strains that can really influence that gut-brain axis and play a role in circadian rhythm, and that we have some solutions that you can, work on with your patients. Of course, along with, of course, you're going to maximize the benefits if you're also including a lot of the lifestyle factors. But we do have some human clinical and real-world evidence trials that can support the use of some of these probiotics to help with the sleep and the stress. So, and with that, I will open it for Q&A and for discussion.
That was great.
Happy to go
That's
through some of that.
exciting. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. That research is so impressive.
Yes.
It really is. That's amazing. I want to ask, you already said it, but I'd like to have you repeat it. How long were they? So you're saying that it takes about a month to notice the difference, and it's one
Yeah.
capsule in the morning. Do the dosage again.
Yeah, so it was one capsule of the Zenbiome Cope in the morning, one capsule of Zenbiome Sleep in the evening. About half of the participants noticed improvements at 2 weeks, but 83% of people noticed improvements at 4 weeks. There was a little bit, 88% by the 8 week mark. So there was about a 5% more. But I'd say the majority, and this is what I see clinically, is the majority of people, you're going to be feeling something by that 4 week mark.
Amazing. I
Yeah.
mean, that's really promising. Clarissa, can you, Clarissa behind the scenes here will put a link in the chat for how you can register as a patient with Microbiome Labs through our link and all that, and then she will keep us posted. Okay, there, she just did that. Okay, you ready for some questions?
I am ready. Yeah, let's go
Okay.
for it.
Okay, would these products help with sleep disturbances due to hot flashes and menopause? Interesting.
Yeah, so you always want to talk with your provider. You always want to work with your provider on some of these things of what's going to be most appropriate for you. But yes, these things, that's the great thing about these products or this particular strain is really working on lowering inflammation and circadian rhythm, wherever that's coming from. So whether it's coming from hormone changes or the gut or whatever it might be, it's just if you're reducing inflammation and you're reducing the inflammation in the brain, then you should see some benefits. Now, again, everyone's going to be different, and you want to work with your provider to see what's best for you. But yes, it certainly is not going to hurt.
Okay, everybody, put your questions in the Q&A box, please. Can these products be taken with patients who are immunocompromised?
We usually defer to the clinician on that with immunocompromised patients, just because that can be really touchy. I always sort of hesitate with any live probiotic, just depending on the situation. So I would say you'd want to work with your practitioner on if that's appropriate or not, depending on the state, the situation.
Did you test sleep results in your studies as the Oura Ring gives you in the results as well? Like, did you test deep sleep results in your studies as the Oura Ring gives you that result as well? Oh, is there like a deep sleep? I don't have an Oura Ring. Is there a deep sleep and then a REM?
Separate from REM, separate from the REM sleeping, because they looked at REM, and then they looked at, I don't know that deep sleep, I'd have to look to see, pretty much what I presented to you was what they were looking at. So I'd have to probably go back to the researchers and see if that was actually broken out
Okay.
in any of their data.
All right. Speaking of studies, how could you get in a study? Do you guys have a protocol, like a SOP for getting people into your studies?
We do. We do. In fact, we've been having some meetings recently on future investigator-initiated trials, also called IIT, but also more real world evidence or RWE. We're having a meeting this week about that. If you are interested, I would say reach out to your rep. We do have an application process for that if you are if you're an investigator or if you're a clinician and you're interested in doing any research with us. We are looking for those individuals. So if you're able to reach out to your rep and just let them know that you're interested in doing research with Microbiome Labs, then they can get you connected with, we can get you connected with the appropriate people.
Okay. Again, I see some couple of questions coming into the chat, but I'm breaking my own rule. I'm not looking. Put them in the Q&A box. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so can you take the strains that you're talking about with SIBO? What are your thoughts on that?
You can. I'd probably, yes, you can. With these two, you can also take Zinbiome Dual with SIBO. I'd probably err on the side of Zinbiome Dual if I was going to be doing SIBO
What's
because it,
Zinbiome Dual versus this?
yeah. So Zinbiome Dual has the seven. So all of the Zinbiome line have the 1714, which is primarily working on the mental health side of things. So the stress, the sleep, anxiety. But Zinbiome Dual has an additional Bifidobacterium strain called 35624, which is more targeted towards lowering GI inflammation and actually has been studied for over 20 years, has over 85 publications on IBS. So if you're working with someone who's really has more of a gut brain issue, so more of that IBS type bloating, abdominal pain, and distension, I'd say Zinbiome Dual would be the product that'd be more appropriate for those cases. So definitely with SIBO.
So Alicia typically teaches practitioners. So that's why she's saying if you have a client with, so maybe you're the client,
Or if you're the client or if you're the
okay, if you're
patient.
the patient. So it's no big
Yes.
deal. We love the having your caliber here. So I'm not
Yes.
complaining whatsoever. There is the link there in the chat if you wanted to try the, duo, whatever, and you can explore everything on the site. Let's see. Thoughts on these probiotics for a mama who has been diagnosed with postpartum depression and is on meds for it. None of this is medical advice, by the way. Speak with your practitioners, but I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on that, Alicia, also.
Yeah, if someone's on psych meds, you would certainly want to have make sure that somebody's monitoring that. But these are not going to necessarily, even though they work on the brain, they're not going to necessarily, like you're not going to get serotonin syndrome. You're not going to get, it's more about balancing and helping to reduce the overall inflammation that's within the brain. So I've actually, I've worked with some clients who they can actually come down off of their meds or they can reduce their dosages of their meds. You just would want to make sure that you're in communication with your provider or if you're the clinician that you're in communication with whoever it is that's prescribing those medications, you're checking for any kind of interactions. But yes, you could use those. I'd probably again err more on the side of Zinbiome Dual because that doesn't have any of the additional herbs in there, but you're still going to get the 1714 strain. So yes, you can.
Okay, so any Sh and Cheryl's also asking about MCAS. Any,
Yes. Yeah. Again, I'd probably go with dual for MCAS because MCAS has a GI component and we have a lot of those mast cells that are right there very close to the enteric nervous system. So if they get hyperactive, it'll cause more issues. So I'd probably go with Zinbiome dual, but definitely people who have MCAS have circadian rhythm disruptions typically and a lot of brain inflammation. So something with the 1714 strain would be great.
And what about if someone is recovering from radiation?
If someone's recovering from radiation and they're not on chemotherapy, then these should be okay. But again, those are situations where you definitely would want to talk with your provider about that because those are kind of special situations.
I mean, the problem is the provider, chances are, is not a microbiome probiotic expert. So you may have to do some research on your own. You may have to
Right.
bring them studies, help them out. Any update on how this might work with the new variant JN1? Is it okay?
Oh, with COVID?
Yeah.
With COVID. We don't have we don't haven't studied that
Right.
specifically, so I can't say one way or another if it works with long COVID, but we've had a lot of people who've done long who have issues with long COVID, and anecdotally we've seen good results with that.
Breaking news. You all can get 15% off on everything at Microbiome Labs because No Bloat 15 is the coupon that is now active. Thanks, Clarissa. Thanks, team.
Yay.
Oh, all right. So Clarissa just popped the information about how to get 15% off on the formulations that we were talking about, as well as your Megaspore, as well as the dual. It's right there. Yay! Thank you. All right, I'm going to keep going here. And yes, we will be sending you out the replay. We already did that. Sue, we got you. How long do people stay on the protocol?
So you can stay on the protocol as long as you feel like you need to. What I would say is, you still would want to work on whatever underlying root cause, so let's say your IBS, so let's say SIBO is root cause of your, mood struggles, or maybe it is diet or lifestyle that's playing a role. You'd want to be working on all those in conjunction, but you can stay on these for as long as you feel like you need to. We have people who have been on them for a while, several months up to, a year or more. So it's really just as long as you feel like you need that extra support. But it's, you still would want to make sure that you're working on root cause.
Is Zenbiome a live probiotic? Hi, Cheryl.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Ruth. Hi, Ruth. With or without food?
With food is best.
Okay. All right. Does this work on the endocannabinoid? That's not how you say it. I don't know if I've ever said that word. I know what it is. You say it.
Endocannabinoid system,
Okay, I
yes.
wasn't that far off. System.
No,
Does it work on that
yes.
system?
It doesn't specifically target that system. It has a little bit slightly different mechanism of action, but it's a really great adjunct to, if you're using CBD or something along those lines, it can facilitate.
Any connection between pelvic floor dysfunction and the gut microbiome?
There can be. So there's things like, with endometriosis, we know that that obviously has, there's definitely a lot of that reproductive, and there can be pelvic floor inflammation. We also know that there's disruptions in the gut microbiome balance with things like endometriosis. So depending on the situation, there certainly could be.
Can you explain why I get a tummy ache from taking tryptophan beyond 50 milligrams?
I don't know for that one because it's just an amino acid. There may be something else in the product, so I'm not sure why that one would necessarily cause you issues.
Okay. Is there Zenbiome product without herbs contraindicated for pregnancy and lactation? And if not, what is the name of the one without the herbs?
Yes, Zenbiome Dual you can use in pregnancy and lactation because that does not have any herbs in it. So if you have a client who's sensitive or special population or somebody who's pregnant or breastfeeding, then go with the Zenbiome Dual.
Okay. Does the Bifidobacterium longum probiotic come in other versions than 1714? I have never seen a probiotic label with it labeled as 1714 specifically. So I'm just wondering if it didn't have it as after the strain, does it mean it doesn't contain the 1714 strain?
That's a great question.
Great question.
Yes, so you will see other probiotics that have Bifidobacterium longum in them, but if they are not giving you the strain specificity, then you can't assume that it's going to do the same thing. It's the same idea as, you wouldn't send a chihuahua to go do the job of a sheepdog, and that's that, specificity. You have dogs, you have pets. They all belong to various categories, but when we start getting down to this real strain specificity, that's when the functions and the jobs and the roles of these probiotics do different things. And that's why it's important that you see that 1714 behind the Bifidobacterium longum.
Okay. Carolyn, hi. With clients presenting with leaky gut, would you do the entire microbiome gut restoration program and Zenbiome cope slash sleep?
If they have leaky gut, was that the question? If they
Yes.
You certainly could, because we know that stress can affect our intestinal, obviously, like I was showing you, it affects the leaky, can perpetuate leaky gut. So if you're doing TGR, it makes sense to bring something in to help if someone is struggling with that stress piece, for sure.
Okay, hold on. Oh, please repeat the COPE dosing for stress support only.
Oh, 2 capsules daily in the morning.
Okay, and someone's saying, well, what if I can't do it with food? What's the
You
downside?
It just works a little bit more efficiently if you do it with food. So now you don't necessarily, I would just say, like maybe, I don't know if you're intermittent fasting or maybe eating a little bit later. If you wanted to take it midday with maybe a midday meal or a later snack, that's fine. It just works a little bit better with food. The tryptophan effect is a little bit more efficient.
I think you already answered this. Can you take it with antidepressants?
You would want to verify in terms of interactions with any sort of medications, if the with the herbs, if there's any herbal interactions with that, depending on the antidepressant. But there are people who have done that. And again, if you want to be super safe, do the Zinbond Duol. There's no other herbs.
Okay. Is it true that spore probiotics work better than Bifido for SIBO, leaky gut, histamine intolerances, or do both work well for these conditions? Bifido and spores.
Yeah, you know, the spores are going to work more. They're just different in what they do. So the spores are going to work on reconditioning the gut. They're going to work more with the immune system, shifting, you know, they give off different byproducts that can be antimicrobial or have antibiofilm effects. Whereas the ZenBiome line is more about helping to reduce inflammation and shift the inflammation in the brain. And if you're using dual shift, you know, decreasing that inflammation in the gut. So they're very complementary to each other. I wouldn't say one is necessarily better than the other because they work very differently in their mechanisms of action, but they can be used in conjunction and can be very helpful. So, like for example, Megaspore, we've studied in IBS patients, seeing great benefits from that. We can also bring in the Zinbond Duol, which has its own body of research in IBS. So bringing those two things together can help create this really nice synergy. So it just would depend on your case.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What about with TBIs?
Yes, TBIs would that this would be a great option for them because they have that kind of runaway brain inflammation.
Okay. What effect do digestive enzymes have on the probiotic if you take with food, Haiyan?
You would it wouldn't affect it. You can do that. It's fine.
Any suggestions for someone with ALS?
You know, with ALS, you would have to just work holistically and just, you know, again, depending on where they are in the stage of their ALS, you know, anything you can do to reduce inflammation and help with gut reconditioning would be helpful. So, yeah, that would be a tough one.
And which formula would be best for IMO? Are you thinking Megaspore?
Yeah, you could use Megaspore with that. You could use Zinbond Duol. You could use the Copper Sleep. There won't really be an issue. It won't interact or worsen any of that.
Okay, could it help it?
It could definitely help, but especially because we know that with methane, there is a big correlation with brain. I mean, SIBO in general. I mean, I didn't show it here in this presentation, but there was a trial that was done a few years ago where they looked at kynurenine and they looked at tryptophan and they looked at anxiety and depression scores in SIBO. They treated the SIBO with rifaximin and then they remeasured all of these kynurenine and tryptophan and they saw great significant improvements. So we know that SIBO also dysregulates this whole tryptophan quinolinic acid pathway and so it's just another reason to bring these things in.
Already using a line, better to use Zenduol with a line or with spore to increase diversity. Well, I think it would it be kind of like saying, should my salad have celery or carrots? So what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, the benefit with the Zinbiome Duol is you're going to also be getting that brain support. So if you do have somebody who is struggling with any mood dysregulation, you get the additional benefit of that 1714. You could do a line in Megaspore, depending on your case. But yeah, you know, you're going to get different benefits.
Hey, Artie, if Microbiome Labs is planning to do a presentation on Mega Metalla IQ, I'm currently taking it and have some questions about it. Why don't you tell us what that is since it's fairly new?
Yep. So Mega Metallic is it's a different strain. It's a Lactobacillus reuteri. It's a specific strain of L. reuteri that actually will bind heavy metals. So it binds cadmium, lead.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, and I do believe we have something coming up with you in the future. at some future point with going through that product. But yeah, it comes in like these little stick packs. You can just mix it with water, take one a day. We actually have two trials right now going on with that, and those results will be coming in the future. But yes, it binds those heavy metals, so it's great for kids. It's great for anyone who might have exposure to heavy
You don't have to
metals.
take a binder with it.
It
Already
binds
question it
itself.
here because I can't remember when we're doing it. When maybe Alicia can help. Rukshana, is it also helpful for individuals with autism? He's an adult with OCD, have used Megasporin diet, adding inositol, that's not how you say that, for OCD.
Yes, definitely for autism, because those with autism, they can have circadian rhythm disruptions, and so this could be great for them.
Okay, then Zenbiome Duo works in leaky gut and histamine SIBO patients. Confirmed.
Yes, that is, yes, you can use
How
it with
often
them.
per day to be taken with food? Twice, right?
Twice,
Yep.
yes.
How long should you use it once SIBO is cleared?
As long as you feel like you need, I mean, if as long as you feel like you need it, really, there's no toxicity issues, there's no safety problems, you're just taking a probiotic. It doesn't colonize or establish, so you're not going to overgrow yourself with bifido. So you're going to get benefits as long as you're taking it.
And what about for memory issues?
Yes. Then I did not show the studies here, but we've done some trials with 1714 on memory and cognition, and there have been improvements with memory.
Always heard it's best to use a probiotic supplement first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. I've always heard it's better with food, so.
It's actually better with food. You get better survivability when you take it with food.
Okay, and Shireen is saying, I have been told taking probiotics at night away from food, like right before bed, to increase colonizing of the probiotic. And these don't colonize. Can you explain why your product should be taken with food and the science behind that information? There you go.
Yeah, so they're with taking it with, so actually probiotics in general, and this is from, I know you guys have had Dr. Jason Haarlich on, and he talks about this a lot as well, but you just get better survivability actually, because when you have food in your stomach, you get it's actually not as acidic, and so you can have better survivability. Now the spores, it doesn't really matter as much because they can withstand that, but for some of these other things, it's actually better. In the case of 1714, you actually get, because tryptophan, especially if you're eating this with a meal that contains a carbohydrate, there seems to be more of an impact on the serotonin production via that tryptophan when you take the 1714 with a meal that contains some carbohydrate. So you just, not that you're not going to get benefits if you take it on an empty stomach, but you're just going to get more benefits if you take it with a meal. So those are a couple of reasons. Now, spores we also recommend with food because just to help with the LPS reduction. We know that LPSs are released when you eat a meal. And so if you have some spores in there, it just can start that process. But it doesn't have to be with like a full meal. So with the spores, you could take it with a couple crackers if you wanted to. We just recommend a little bit of food. But yeah, most probiotics are recommended to be on with some sort of food.
Okay. Alicia, I just sent you a chat just between you and me because I'm getting an idea. Yes, the replay will be emailed to everybody. And then the dosing for Zenbiome Dual again. Thank you. I got you, Alicia. Thank you. Zenbiome Dual dosing.
Two caps a day.
2 caps a day. Okay. We've said that a bunch. Okay. Here's the scoop. Wait, Artie. This is for the metallic IQ. I concussed my brain at the beginning of last year, and I suspect it caused leaky brain from an existing leaky gut. Yikes. What do you recommend for your company that would help the situation?
Definitely IgG, because IgG, if you have, so when you have, if you've had a concussion, that's going to cause leaky brain, leaky gut. If you have any gram-negative species, any LPS releasing species in your GI tract, and if they're getting through a leaky gut and they have a free highway up into the brain, that can further worsen inflammation. So IgG can be a good option. The Zenbiome products can be good to help lowering that inflammation. We have our total gut restoration protocol that's got, the spores and to help with reconditioning the gut and helping to heal that intestinal barrier system. So those would be some things that I would probably say could be good.
So, I have an announcement. Here's the deal. If to encourage you all to make this purchase for your Zen dual cope or sleep, anybody who decides to order that between now and let's say 20 minutes from now or 20, let's see, it's 3:53 Eastern time, so it'd be 4:30 Eastern time, 1:30 Pacific time. We're going to get you those slides. So if you make that purchase, then this is just for people who purchase right now. Just I like to give an incentive during our time together. Sometimes we need that extra nudge. Clarissa, don't hate me, by the way. What you will have to do is, I did not plan this. That's what I was texting her about or chatting with her about, is email info at SIBO. Why am I doing this to myself? More work. Info at SIBOSOS.com. You would send us your proof of purchase, which we'll have the time on it. So get it to us right away, and then we'll get you the link to the slides. It'll may, you know, it's not going to be like an instantaneous thing, but it's fast. We're pretty good. No, Clarissa, the team is amazing. Anyway, so if you guys wanted to make that purchase right now for one of these Zen items, then you can go ahead and do that, and we will get you the slides for this. The slides were fantastic, Alicia. Really, have hats off to you. And then here is the linky poo, and you're still getting 15% off, which is, and Clarissa just put it in there. Very cool. Okay, so everybody's going to get the video replay. Thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. Okay, we have a few more questions, and then we are going to be wrapping up. Do you have digestive enzymes? Does Microbiome Lab make digestive enzymes?
We have FODMATE. We have
Yeah.
FODMATE and we have Wheat Rescue. So FODMATE is more geared towards your FODMAP containing foods. So it helps to break down oligosaccharides and lactose and that type of thing. And then we have Wheat Rescue, which is really geared more towards gluten. It does have some lipase in there. So we don't have a broad spectrum digestive enzyme, but we do have a couple of products that have the enzymes that can help with digestion.
Okay, and will probiotics help muscle tightness from SIBO?
That's a good question. I'd almost say something with K2 would help with that. We're going to be talking about K2 next month, so stay tuned for that.
Nice.
I'll show you some interesting research on muscles and K2.
Sure.
But really also just working on the SIBO and the gut inflammation. I've had clients where like their back pain's improved or their muscle tightness has improved just from working on the SIBO. So
Very cool. Okay. We are Susan, I don't have any stress or anxiety issues. I do, however, wake up at five to six times a night and have lower deep sleep than recommended. Would your sleep product help with this? Well, Susan, of course, it's going to depend on your underlying cause.
right.
Is it that the cat's jumping on the bed five to six times? I'm going to assume that's not it, but believe me, pets on the bed are one of the number one reasons why people wake up in the middle of the night.
Yep.
What do you think?
I agree. Yeah, I think root cause, I'd be looking at your blood sugar balance during the day, making sure you're keeping your blood sugar really steady during the day, because waking up frequently at night could also be blood sugar fluctuations, could be hormones. So yeah, definitely root cause. But again, these products, it wouldn't hurt to see if it just helps you with some of that circadian rhythm disruption.
How many CFU should we work our way up to? Some probiotics have a lot of billions. Should we start low and go slow?
Yeah, again, the type of probiotics, so with ours, we don't have like these 100 billion probiotic strains because we're using very targeted strains that you don't need really high CFU counts for. So like with the spores and with these inbound products, if you noticed, it was just 1 billion CFU that we're seeing these or in the brain trial, and then it's 5 billion CFU with within these inbound products. So we're getting benefit with lower dosages because we're really strain specific. So it just depends on the probiotic that you're using, and the research that's around it at what is the therapeutic dose. So we're using the therapeutic doses in our products.
Clarissa will help you, Mary, in the chat. And then Jennifer, I don't usually have my speakers refer to another competitive company. I just think it's tricky because they don't, I just don't do it. So sorry. I'm just going to move on there. I understand why you're asking the question. I just, it's not, you're going to have to do that research yourself, I guess. And I know this was an attempt to do it, but hopefully both websites can provide you with some insight. Okay, Rebecca, I read that in a clinical study of a Lyme probiotic, B. longum 3, 5, 6, 2, 4 showed to increase methane levels in post-lactulose breath. Interesting. As I am currently treating a tough case of SIBO and EMO, do you have any information on how Zen Biome Dual may impact methane levels and SIBO EMO treatment?
Well, so with ZenBiome Dual, like I said, the 17 or the 35624s has over 85 publications on IBS, and it's been studied in mixed constipation and diarrhea. So it's been studied in all of those different situations. We know that SIBO underlies about anywhere between 60 to 80% of IBS cases. Dr. Pimentel may even say more. So there's probably quite a bit of people who have used the 35624 who also have IMO and have probably seen benefits. So I think, we know methane can be a challenge, and there's a lot of different reasons and underlying, kind of contributing factors to that. So I would say, I can't say that there's any data we have that says that it does in real life. So, you could try it, and if it makes you feel worse, then you stop it. But it could also make you feel better because it has been studied in IBS-C.
All right, Kath, three more questions, and I already have them here. The Metallic IQ says it has Lactobacillus plantarum. Is that the same as L-reuteri that you
Oh,
mentioned?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I said L-reuteri. I meant L-plantarum.
Okay. All right. Good one. Good one. Everyone's paying attention here. Jerry, what would you suggest for muscle wasting from SIBO?
So IgG could be great. IgG has been studied in helping with muscle strength. But again, just making sure that somebody's well nourished. I mean, that's the problem with SIBO is sometimes people just aren't, they aren't eating enough. They're not absorbing. So looking at their digestive function, giving them digestive support, gut healing, making sure that their protein level is appropriate, their nutrition is appropriate.
Okay. Somebody's asked me a question and it's saying that you're anonymous, so I just sent you a reply. Okay. You are a rock star. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Let's swap some love into the chat for Alicia. This is exciting. This is breakthrough. This is truly cutting edge. This is what I get so excited about sharing with everybody. And then tell your friends, okay? Teach your friends and the people you're sitting next to on that long flight and on the train and the bus. Tell them what you're learning and that there's hope, because how many people are turning to Ambien? How many people are turning to desperation because they don't have answers? That was Ambien is just what came to my mind. There are so many things that this could help with, and I'm very excited. That's what I have to say. I am super excited. Yeah, I really
Thank you. Well, thank you so much, Siobhan. It was a pleasure speaking to you all today.
Well, we love having you. Thank you so much. We'll look forward to our next session together. And I will talk to you soon.
Sounds great.
Okay,
Thank you
sounds
so
great.
much.
Thank
Bye,
you.
everybody.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to wrap this up. And for those of you who we're here for the whole time. Thank you. For those of you who are like, wait a minute, what did she say, Siobhan? We're going to send you the replay tonight. Those of you who did register for this and you're not just watching the replay randomly like on YouTube, and welcome there, by the way. Please like, subscribe, follow, whatever people do on YouTube. We are going to send the replay out to you tonight in your own personal email. So we'll talk to you later. All right. Wait, Zen Biome Dual did not appear in the products tab. I had to use search box. Okay.
It should
Also,
be on there.
yeah, it's in there. It might take an extra couple of keystrokes, but you'll find it. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Clarissa. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.